USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The clock is ticking toward a possible budget crisis at the end of the week. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. A shutdown may be looming without congressional action to extend funding. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they need to get Republicans on board. Hurricane Ian is gaining steam as it heads towards Florida's Gulf Coast. Where exactly it will make landfall remains unknown. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more.
Hurricane Ian is projected to hit the west coast of Florida by midweek. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday.
On the National Hurricane Center to go enter Florida about Taylor County. And it's important to know what that means. That really is an estimate of a variety of different models. There are some models that want to tug this thing more deep into the Florida panhandle. There are also some that want to bring it for landfall in the Tampa Bay region.
NASA is set to purposely crash a spacecraft into an asteroid later today. The so-called double asteroid redirection test, or DART, will test whether it's possible to deflect a space rock on a collision course with Earth. The DART spacecraft is scheduled to smash into the space rocket at a staggering 15,000 miles per hour at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time. A mass shooting at a Russian school has left dozens of people injured and at least 15 people dead. That includes almost a dozen children. Authorities say the gunman, a former student at the school in the city of Ishevik, entered armed with two pistols and started shooting before he later killed himself. President Biden is welcoming the World Series winning Atlanta Braves to the White House today. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
While speaking at an event in Texas, former two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton compared a rally led by former President Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler's Nazi rallies. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson suggests on Fox and Friends labeling Republicans extremists is a good midterm strategy.
I mean, they've reverted to name-calling because they have absolutely no agenda to run on, and everything they've done since Joe Biden has come into office has turned the country upside down.
Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mohammed Oz is endorsed by the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police. On Monday in Philadelphia, Dr. Oz speaks about what he believes his opponent, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, stands for.
He's clearly way outside the norms of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, of the people of Pennsylvania. And yet, he's campaigning saying that's the right thing to do. His position's on drugs, where he believes in legalization, decriminalization of all drugs. He's argued we should have heroin injection sites.
A pair of congressional Democrats is in Uvalde, Texas, Monday, near the site of Monday's mass shooting. The House Children's Caucus is holding what's billed as a listening session. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee also saying they're updating the community on the coordinated federal response. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.